Welcome to the How To Dressage Podcast, and in today's episode, we're going to look at how to stop your horse from dropping behind the contact. Now, a common problem that's seen in dressage tests is when the horse comes behind the vertical. Now, some horses lean on the rider's hands, dropping the pole and pulling themselves along on their forehand. Now, others drop the bit altogether so that the rider feels as though there's nothing in their hands at all. Now, in this podcast episode, we're going to discuss the second of those two scenarios. So firstly, what exactly is the problem with the horse dropping behind the contact? Well, horses that duck behind the contact are basically evading the contact with the rider's hands. Now, generally, the horse curls up and brings his head closer to his chest, and some horses drop the bit altogether so that the rider has absolutely nothing in their reins. Now, although you want to have a light contact, you don't want to have no contact at all. Now, evading the rider's contact in that way has a detrimental effect on the horse's way of going. Now, as with all dressage problems, we can go back to the basic scales of training to see the impact of what dropping the contact has. So let's quickly go through the six scales and see what effect this dropping the contact has on each of them. So first up is rhythm. Now, if the horse isn't willing to work into the bridle and drops the contact, then the tempo and the rhythm will most likely be inconsistent or even irregular, especially in the walk. Now, moving on to suppleness, if the horse isn't seeking the contact, then you won't work forward from behind through a supple back. Now, most likely, the horse's back will be hollow and his hocks will be left trailing out behind him. Therefore, the horse's whole outline will be incorrect. Now we move on to contact, and it's obvious to see that a horse that comes behind the bit is not working into a correct elastic contact. Now this takes us on to impulsion, and if the horse isn't working forward from behind through his back into the contact, then you won't be able to use half halts and a forward leg aid to create more impulsion. And then the fifth scale is straightness. Now, if the horse is ducking behind the contact, then you can't put the horse into your outside rein, and therefore you won't be able to bend him around circles or ride lateral exercises effectively. Now, often, horses that won't take the contact become very crooked. They bring their quarters in to block the rider's attempts to push the horse more forward. And then lastly, this moves us on to collection. Now, if the horse doesn't work into the contact, you can't hope to develop true collection simply because you can't engage the horse's hindquarters or develop sufficient impulsion. So as you can see, by quickly going through those scales, dropping the bridle has a massive impact on the horse's overall way of going and not just on the outline that he works in. So now we know why we don't want that. Why do some horses curl behind the bit? So before we can start fixing this problem, we need to know why it is that the horse ducks behind the bridle in the first place. Now, the usual reason for the horse not wanting to pick up the bit is some form of discomfort in his mouth. And there are several potential common causes of that. And they include dental problems, unsteady hands, an incorrectly fitted bit, a double bridle or a bit with a curb chain, and draw reins. Now let's look at each one of those individually. So the first potential reason that I mentioned was dental problems. So first of all, you need to have your horse's teeth checked by an equine dental specialist or an equine vet. Now, even if the bit and bridle fit the horse perfectly, he may be trying to escape the discomfort that's caused by a hook or a sharp tooth that could be easily fixed by some simple dental treatment. Now, once you are sure that there is no dental problems and no issues with the horse's mouth, we then move on to potential reason number two, which is unsteady hands. Now, imagine for a moment that you have a piece of metal or plastic in your mouth pressing on your tongue and on the bars of your mouth. Now, imagine that someone is seesawing, pulling, or constantly bouncing that piece of metal or plastic up and down with every step that you take. Now, that is why poor hands are a major cause of bit evasion in the dressage horse. Now, let's quickly talk about how to go about fixing this problem. Now, unfortunately, some novice riders think that fiddling with the bit in the horse's mouth is how to persuade their horse to come down on the bit. Unfortunately, that will only irritate the horse and probably lead to bit evasion problems. So you must keep your hands soft and still. And remember that it's the horse that seeks the contact and it is the rider who grants it. Now, if your hands tend to bounce up and down, that's usually caused by stiffness in your elbows. So try riding in sitting trot for a few steps. Or your hands still. Now, how about rising trot versus canter? Now, most likely, you'll find that your hands move most in rising trot. Now, hands that move most in rising trot are usually caused by problems in the elbows, not the hands. So focus on your elbows as a hinge and work on making it more supple so that the joints absorb the horse's movement. Now, moving on to potential reason number three, and this is an incorrectly fitted bit. Now, the next most common reason for the horse dropping the bit is pain in his mouth caused by a poorly fitting bit or noseband. So check the bit to make sure that there are no rough or sharp parts that might be pinching or rubbing on the horse's mouth. And double check the corners of the mouth to make sure that there are no obvious injuries. Now, the bit should be the correct size and shape for the horse's mouth and for his stage of training. For example, sometimes a very thin snaffle bit can be quite severe if the horse has a large mouth and a fleshy tongue. Now, if you are unsure, you should ask an experienced instructor or a bitting specialist to check the bit that you're using to make sure that the horse is not in discomfort. Okay, so now potential reason number four, and this is a double bridle or a bit with a curb chain. Now, in dressage, double bridles may be used from British dressage elementary level and beyond. Now, unfortunately, many less experienced riders sometimes put their horses into double bridles when their horse would be much happier in their snaffle. Now, when the double bridle is not used or fitted correctly, then the horse may drop the bit altogether to escape the uncomfortable new feeling in his mouth. Now, the quick fix for this problem is to put the horse back into his old familiar snaffle. Now, although you have the option of using a double bridle, that doesn't mean that you have to use one. And I believe that it doesn't become absolutely compulsory unless you want to compete internationally, although do double check the rules with the organisation in which you intend to compete with. Now, if this is the case and your horse goes perfectly happy in a snaffle, then there really is no reason to put him in a double. The old saying of if it's not broke, don't fix it applies to this situation. Okay, so moving on to the last potential reason, which is potential reason number five, and that is draw reins. Now, draw reins and other gadgets that are used to physically force the horse's head to work in an outline have no place in dressage training. And these devices are generally used as a shortcut that often do more harm than good. Now, to escape the uncomfortable pressure that's placed on the bars of the mouth when the draw reins are shortened, the horse curls up behind the vertical and drops the bridle. So the lesson here is to take the time to train the horse correctly and don't resort to quick fixes such as draw reins and other gadgets. Now, whatever the reason for your horse coming behind the contact, once the horse has learned that he can do that and that he can evade the discomfort in his mouth by ducking behind the contact, he will continue to do so, sometimes even after the discomfort and the problem itself has been solved. That's why it's crucial to get to the root of the trouble and sort it out before the habit becomes seriously ingrained. Now, once you have noticed that your horse is doing this, and once you have removed all the potential problems and you're sure that there is no more discomfort in the horse's mouth, then you then need to move on to encouraging the horse to work into the contact properly. So now it's time to begin the job of reschooling him to work forward through his back, to seek the contact, and to work in a more correct and open frame. So let's start with lunging, because a good place to start addressing the horse's habit of dropping the bit is to lunge him in side reins. Now, the side reins should be of a length that provides a steady, elastic contact but doesn't pin the horse's head in. Otherwise, we're kind of going around in circles here. Because the idea of the side reins is to encourage the horse to work forward to reach for the bit and for him to learn that seeking the contact is comfortable after all. Now, once the horse begins to relax and to seek the contact on the lunge, then you can then begin that work under saddle. So let's start by taking up working trot on a 20 metre circle. Now, to begin with, you're going to ride the horse on quite a long rein. Now, at this stage, all you want is for the horse to work forwards from your leg without curling behind the bit and without pinning his nose to his chest. So if the horse sticks his neck out, that's absolutely fine. Now, relaxation is critical, so work the horse on a circle in a good rhythm without worrying about the contact or an outline at this stage. Now, when the horse has opened his frame, you can then gradually begin to take up a contact on the outside rein. Now, ride the horse forward into the outside rein from your inside leg and ask him for a little bit of bend to the inside. Again, don't worry about the outline. Simply keep focused on the rhythm and on riding forwards in a swinging and fluent working trot. Now, once the horse is relaxed and he's bowling along happily, you should find that he will begin to seek the contact himself. However, at this stage, the horse's neck will probably be carried rather low and he may poke his nose in front of the vertical. Again, don't worry. As long as the horse uncurls his neck and begins to stretch towards the bit, then that's fine. Now, very gradually, begin to shorten your reins, making sure that you continue to ride forward. Now, it's crucial that you don't restrict the horse in any way, and keep your hands steady and still. Now, if you feel that the horse begins to back off your leg and curl up behind the contact, then allow with your reins again and ride him forwards. Now, once the horse is working consistently into the bridle, you can then use half halts to engage his hind quarters, taking care to use plenty of leg and seat to minimise the pressure of the reins. So to wrap this episode up, if your horse tends to curl up and completely drop the contact, it's possible that he is experiencing some form of discomfort in his mouth. So check the horse's teeth don't need attention and make sure that his bit fits properly and it is not causing him any discomfort. Now next, ask your trainer to take a look at your hands. Your hands should be light, consistent and soft, not bobbing up and down or niggling at the horse's mouth. And then encourage the horse to work forwards without resistance and in a good rhythm. Eventually, he should begin to seek the contact and uncurl his neck. However, if the problem is a long-standing one, you must be prepared to be patient, because unfortunately, contact issues can't be fixed overnight. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other books, our free stuff, our competitions, or our training diaries, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms: Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website, howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners, and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.